So is there something that you need to do, want to do, or maybe just have to do, but you're struggling to get started? Yeah, so first you need to know that this feeling is really, really super normal, and very common. We are not machines with on and off buttons that we can flip whenever we want. Instead, we are busy people who need to set priorities. And sometimes that means things get pushed down that to-do list. And the more times we delay them, the harder it can be to get started. Or sometimes it's not so much that we're just too busy, but that we're too afraid. We're worried about failure, plain and simple. I think more often than not, however, we're just overwhelmed by everything that we need to do to get started in the first place. We turn the whole thing into this towering mountain, and it seems nearly impossible to climb. It feels just too big to tackle. Does any of this seem familiar? You really, really aren't alone. I come up against this all the time too. So I have three really powerful techniques that work for me to start doing those hard things that I've been putting off, and I think at least one of these will work for you too. So my first technique is one of my favorites, and it's to delay a reward until you begin the thing. I do this all the time, pretty much every single day. This technique helps when I feel too busy because it forces me to move things up that priority list. Because in the end, it's all about our priorities now, isn't it? For example, let's say you have to write a blog post and your week is just crazy, busy, insane. You just don't know how you're going to fit this in. I felt this way this week in particular, yet I know this needs to be done. I firmly believe that our blogs need fresh content weekly, so I must find a way to do this. I could just attempt to rearrange my priorities, but when I'm being pulled in so many different directions, it's really difficult and I probably won't succeed. So instead, I turn something I really want into a reward, but it's only given if I do something else, if I start the thing. And it can be as simple as getting another cup of coffee to something bigger like being able to relax with a video or a game at the end of the day, or even bigger, really. And don't laugh, but I'm currently doing this right now with a Target run. So we are completely redoing our living room with new paint and new furniture, and it's awesome. And it's mostly all in place, but now the wall unit looks really super bare because we have so many more shelves than before. So I want to go stroll the Magnolia home decor aisle at Target for inspiration and ideas. I even have a built-in deadline because I have family coming over this weekend, and I want my living room looking really good for them. Hence, perfect reward to delay. I want to go to Target, but I can't until I find time to work on my blog post. And this will force me to move that blog post up in my priority list and find a way to fit it in. All right, so my second technique is to identify something that's bigger than whatever it is that's scaring me about doing it. So this can light a fire under you when nothing else can. Here is an example. I have a large mailing list right now, and I can get really gun shy about sending them an email. I really can, especially if it has any product offers in it. It is so much more comfortable to just give things to them than to ask for anything. However, I know that being comfortable all the time is not the way forward. So when I feel afraid to send out the email during a product launch to so many people, I search for something bigger than that fear. So it could be meeting a sales goal or keeping my spot on a leaderboard. Those are both bigger and stronger than my fear of talking to my people. Getting thank yous and kudos from my readers is so much bigger in inspiring others to do more themselves and make amazing things is also bigger than my fear. So I imagine myself realizing these big things and I find it pushes my fear away and I can do it. I remind myself that I have everything to gain and very little to lose. I know many people feel this fear about mailing their people. Like, what if they hate us and unsubscribe, right? It's really common to feel this way. So instead of focusing on that fear and possible negative outcome, think instead about something bigger, like how amazing it's going to feel knowing that you conquered this thing that's bothering you or scaring you, or that you made a sale or helped someone with your words. If necessary, find a bigger fear that overshadows the original one and gets you moving. like the fear of not getting people back to your blog to grow it to the level that you want it to be. I mean, come on, which is scarier, pushing the send button or having your blog fail, right? Just think bigger. All right, so my third technique is probably the easiest and also possibly my favorite, and it's just to begin with baby steps. This works really, really well when you're feeling overwhelmed by the hugeness of it all, because a baby step breaks it down into smaller and simpler components that we really can do. For example, I create video tutorials for many of my blog posts, and I've been doing it for like a few months now. My video tutorials are rather grand affairs with lots of different shots and voiceovers and editing. They are not easy by any stretch, not even now after I've made about 35 of them. I still struggle with the immensity of it each time, and I can procrastinate because of it. Yes, I can. So when push comes to shove and I must get started, I begin by taking one little baby step, just one little thing that can give me forward momentum. That might be opening up Google and starting my research for a project. That's a little thing that I can just sit comfortably at my desk while I do, and it's pleasant and easy. What I usually find is that it was way easier than I was making it out to be, and the sense of accomplishment that I feel at just starting can help me take another step, and then another. And before I know it, I have momentum. Let's say you're struggling to create a new product. It seems huge. Instead of just staring at the idea like a deer in the headlines, just do a little thing, like sit down and brainstorm some ideas for it. Just a list, nothing more. Just tell yourself it'll take a few minutes and write down whatever comes to mind with no expectations of having to do anything after that. This makes it seem so much more doable and removes those high expectations that we all put upon ourselves. But when we do just the little thing, we can gain momentum and find that we're okay with the next baby step and the next and the next. All right, so I have this thing where I stack all of these, and it's amazingly helpful and powerful for me. Just putting them together. So take the videos, for example. I can tell myself that if I just go buy the materials that I need for my project, that's for the video, that's a baby step. I can stack that with a delayed reward, getting a fun thing for myself while I'm out shopping, but I tell myself I can't have it or use it until I've recorded the video. And then I use the Think Bigger technique to start the editing process, which is hard, because the fear of not realizing my big video subscriber goal of 100,000 viewers by the end of the year is bigger than my objections to the hard work itself. I stack them like this all the time, and it keeps pushing me forward to start the hard and scary stuff. It really, really works. Okay, so I want you to pick one of these techniques, just one, and try it with something that you've been putting off. Either delay a reward, think bigger, or take a baby step. And if you're just not sure which one to try, try a baby step. Everything big can be broken down into baby steps. If you need to make a blog post, just go click that new post button and type in a title. Boom! If you need to make a freebie, just make a list of possible ideas. Boom! And if you need to work on promoting your posts, just go pin one post to Pinterest. Just one. Boom! One baby step. And when it's done, see if you can take just one more baby step. And then just one more. Always knowing that taking just the one step is all you have to do, and you can stop afterwards if you want. I think you'll find that the baby steps are enough to help you build momentum before you even realize it.